Verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And here the scripture declare, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Father, thank you this evening we can come and worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, tonight that you've loved us and cared for us and provided for us. We ask you tonight, dear Lord, that you might bless now this service. You might reach out tonight and let everyone that hears thy word be touched by thy word, and thy spirit lead us and guide us and direct us in the direction you'd have us to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I guess you remember the lady I told you about this morning that was arrested for shoplifting. Well, I heard the sequel of that story. It seems they got out of jail, and on the way home, they stopped at the bank. And as they were there in the bank, a robber came in to rob the bank. And he had a ski mask on, and just as he started out, he reached up to scratch his nose and pulled up his mask. And he looked over at a man standing there, and he said, I guess you saw my face. And the man said, yeah, so he shot him right on the spot. He whirled around, he looked at the lady that just got out of jail and said, did you see my face? She said, no, sir, but my husband did. So, you better be careful what you do, amen. I don't have anything to do with this tonight, but I thought it was kind of funny. I saw a sermon this past week, now, I can't remember who preached it, it was on the internet. It was the call, how to elect a president. And I don't know all that it said. I didn't read the entire sermon. I only saw a little bit of the introduction. But I begin to think that we are living in days in which we are facing a national election, and that we are choosing the leader of the greatest nation in the free world. And doesn't seem like, of course, as I'm going to be honest with you, we have a lot of choices, but I begin to think, what does the Lord say tonight about choosing someone to lead us tonight? What does the Bible teach us tonight? You see, we're living in a day and age, it seems, that the Bible doesn't matter, and the things that the Bible teaches us doesn't really count anymore. But you know, I think tonight here in Ecclesiastes, the writer of Ecclesiastes, and of course Solomon, who was the wisest man that ever lived and wrote many of the Proverbs this evening, says something tonight we should always consider, not just in a national election, but in any instance tonight where we have to make a choice. And here the Bible teaches us that a good name, and it says in Ecclesiastes, is better than precious ointment, that it smells better than a beautiful perfume. And in Proverbs, it teaches us that a good name is rather to be chosen. That's something you choose. You know, you can choose your natural name that you were born. You have a family name that you're born with. And of course, you're given a name by your parents. But this evening, a good name is a name that can be chosen. It's something that you make a choice about. And it's to be chosen rather than great riches. Yet this evening, it seems like in most instances today, most people would rather have great riches than a good name. I think it's like the little boy I heard about that was being taught in Sunday school, and they were talking about the rich man and Lazarus. And after the class was finished, and after the lesson was finished, the teacher asked the children, said, which one would you rather be, Lazarus or the rich man? And the little boy raised his hand. He said, well, I'd rather be a rich man while I'm living and Lazarus after I'm dead. That's kind of the way it is tonight in our world, isn't it, this evening? Most people would choose great riches over a good name. Most people tonight would choose silver and gold over the favor of God. Yet tonight we need to think about what makes up a person this evening, the character. Does character really matter? Now, character tonight is defined as the features or traits that form a person. And I think tonight in any instance when you and I have to make a choice, we should look at the character of every candidate. Not just in national elections tonight, but tonight if we're dealing with people in any form, in any place tonight, that we have to make a choice. What is their character? What kind of name do they have? Would they rather have a great riches? And usually we want to choose people with great riches rather than a good name. I think it tonight has to do with churches. Churches tonight should choose people because of their character. Counties and cities and nations this evening should choose their leaders by that way. And what kind of character does God ask that people who are going to lead others have this evening? You know, the Bible is full of many qualifications and many things tonight, and I just want to share just a few of them with you this evening, and you think about these as you have to make your choices. The Bible says that one of the great qualifications of a leader is righteousness. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 22, you will find there that Solomon, I'll get there in just a minute, has this to say about the righteousness of the leaders that we choose this evening. Listen to what he says, Proverbs 16 and verse number 22. I'm sorry, verse number 12, I'm sorry. Pardon me, I can't even read my own writing sometimes. But it said, it is an abomination to kings to commit weakness, for the throne is established by righteousness. A person of weak character this evening should not be in positions of leadership. That's what he said. It is an abomination to kings to commit weakness this evening. That is, tonight, to be a weak in their character. It is tonight understood that righteousness establish a throne. Now, I understand we don't have kings this evening, but the biblical principle remains the same, whether we could call them a president, whether we would call them a congress person, whether tonight we would call them a senator, anybody that we would want to place in position of leadership should not be a person of weak character. They should tonight have righteousness in their lives. Now, a lot of times we hear, what difference does it make? What difference does it make tonight what they do in their personal life? What difference does it make tonight if they make weak choices and they're weak morally, they're weak in character in their personal life? We don't hire pilots, they say, to fly airplanes because of their personal characteristics, and all we want them to do is to have the ability to fly a plane from one point to the other. Well, first of all, we're not choosing pilots, we're choosing leaders, and this evening we need to understand that it doesn't matter tonight if you're a pilot, you ought to not have weak character. You see, you really can't be one thing in public and another in private. It's always going to come out. A person tonight that's a thief in private will eventually steal your public money. A person tonight that's a rogue in his personal life will be a rogue in his public life this evening. An individual who's licentious tonight and is sensual and without any morals tonight in his private life will be without any morals in his public life this evening. A person that's promiscuous tonight and his private life will be the same way in his public life. We're living in a day and age when it seems that people care not about the character of the people, but the charisma tonight and what they can promise them and the campaign messages that they can send out. How sad it is tonight we live in a time when weak character seems to be a leading characteristic of the people that we want to elect tonight to guide and direct us as a nation of people this evening. We look around tonight and we find that in every aspect of our life that people of weak character are chosen. book of Ecclesiastes talks about when the good men walk and bad men ride. That's the same way tonight it is in our country this evening. We should tonight have people who are righteous, who believe tonight in the righteousness of God. I understand that there's none righteous, no, not one. That's not what I'm saying this evening. And there's no righteousness without the real righteousness of God. And everything that we do falls short of the glory of God. What I'm saying to you this evening, we need to look at the character of the individual this evening. And the Bible says that it's an abomination for the king to commit weakness. And when people tonight commit weakness tonight, when they show weak character this evening, we should realize that it's an abomination before the Lord. The Bible also says tonight that they should be people of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 12. I, wisdom, deal with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 15 says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me kings rule and nobles and even all the judges of the earth. We need some people tonight with wisdom. We don't have very many people with a lot of wisdom tonight, do we? We got a lot of people tonight who are intelligent. I'm not doubting their mental intelligence sometimes. I sometimes have the thing that I heard several years ago about the one of the candidates for governor of Mississippi, I forgot who it was, said the Supreme Court had ruled that when a person's brain was dead, they were legally dead. And by that, the Supreme Court had wiped out the entire Congress and most of the Supreme Court. And I thought, well, that's probably true. But you know, we have some intelligent people. They've got degrees, they've learned, they've studied, they do what they call research, and they do this tonight, and their brain is filled with facts and figures. But yet tonight, they have no wisdom. No wisdom. I can't tell you exactly what wisdom is. I can just kind of be like to tell you what it's not. You know, you can tell when people have wisdom tonight instead of intelligence. I'm not saying anything wrong with intelligence. Some people are naturally gifted tonight. They can be orators. They can be charming. They can have a lot of different things tonight, but they don't have any wisdom. Wisdom tonight is the ability to do what's right, even tonight, and the courage to do what's right, even when everybody else opposes it tonight. But we have very little wisdom in our nation this evening. We have very little wisdom in our government tonight. It doesn't take a genius to figure some things out. But we need people with wisdom. People tonight, where does wisdom come from? Tonight, let me tell you, wisdom only comes from God. We can call it what we like tonight, but wisdom really comes from the Lord this evening. And the Bible tonight teaches us the things about the Lord and things about wisdom. When we see people rejecting God and opposing God tonight, when we see people tonight that lift up that's wrong and reject that which is right, then we can see tonight that they're not very wise. It's an unwise thing to reject the holy God of glory. We'll see that here in a moment. Honesty. Proverbs 17 and verse 7. A gift is as precious stone of the eyes of him that hath it, whether so it turneth it proper. Talking here about honesty. We need some folks that are dishonest. You ever seen any honesty very seldom displayed anymore, do you? I'm talking about real honesty. Real down to earth being honest about things tonight. And you see it on, it's not just one political party or another. They all tonight seemingly find some way to be dishonest. Amazing this evening when you see all of that. They tell lies. You know, people don't tell lies tonight to be a liar. They are a liar tonight because they tell lies. They lie. Have you ever noticed that this evening? They're just not honest. I'd rather have a fellow be honest. But they're not tonight. We need to look at somebody with good character and see that they're honest tonight. And the Bible says something else. Look at Proverbs 24 and verses 4 and 5. This tells you a lot right here. Proverbs 25, verses 4 and 5. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Now, dross tonight is that is the slime and the debris, the grime. Tonight, when you begin to refine silver. Now, I've never refined silver, but I used to pour up a lot of lead when I worked in the newspaper industry. And we had melt down lead and we take all the used type and melt it down so they could use it over and over and over again. And when you put it in that big pot and turned on the gas and the burners begin to melt the lead, all the old ink and the dross and the old paper and all of the stuff that was bad would float to the top. And we had to clean that off. And you clean off that and throw it away. And then you pour the rest of it into the mold. You had to get rid of the dross. You had to get rid of the filth and the slime and the grime and the dirt and the things that would make it weak. If you poured that in there, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't do what it was supposed to do. It wouldn't stick together. And so Solomon uses that. And in verse 5, he said, then take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Birds of a feather flock together. You can tell a lot about people by who they associate with, can't you? And I said, I'm not a politician, but the very first thing that I remember about Barack Obama was when he was appointing the guy that's now the mayor of Chicago, who wasn't even a resident of Chicago, is, I think it was his chief of staff, was they was talking about his filthy mouth. That tells you right there the man doesn't need to be in any place of leadership, doesn't it? Take it away. That tells you a lot about an individual there. You don't need to be around somebody who tonight will make you weak. That's what he's saying, that we need to choose associates tonight. We need to look at those tonight who have the same moral character, who are tonight good and biblically where they need to be. And to be fair with you, most of our nation tonight is run by people tonight who have been chosen not for their ability to be good people, but they're chosen for their ability either to raise money for a re-election campaign, or they're chosen not because they know how to pressure people and know how to blackmail people, to be fair with you this evening. That's all it's about. Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 3. Listen to what that says. I'm just giving you some things this evening. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy way to that which destroyeth kings. We could go back over to Proverbs 5, and we could look at some other scripture in Proverbs. We can look at some scripture tonight throughout the Bible tonight. Those that we elect to positions of leadership need to be morally pure. It says here that, give not thy strength unto women. She's not degrading women here. She's talking about strange women. She's talking about women tonight like Delilah and Jezebel. Ask Ahab tonight and ask Samson tonight. You see tonight when people go after women of ill repute tonight and they become morally impure. They place not their own selves, but their entire nation at risk. How many secrets have been taken away tonight? How many scandals have we seen because of this evening? Morally pure. Yet we seem to want to forget the moral impurity of many tonight and gloss it over and say that it's okay. They're willing to help for the weak. Look at Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all such are as appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all such as appointed for destruction. Can I say this to you this evening? When a person said it's all right to kill an unborn baby in the womb of his mother, he's not speaking for the dumb tonight. He's not speaking for those that are oppressed. He's speaking against them. That's basically what he's saying. There's some other things we could look at, but let me just be honest with you tonight. We need to understand that. And a lot of people say, well, that's a choice. It's definitely a choice, but tonight it's not the choice that God would have you to make. Tonight, abortion is murder. Abortion is wrong. Tonight is abomination before God, as far as I'm concerned this evening. I didn't say there couldn't be forgiveness for that. I'm saying tonight that abortion is wrong. And candidates who support it tonight for simply to get a few more votes tonight are showing their true character. They're not speaking for those tonight who can't speak for themselves. You and I tonight, as God's people, need to make sure we speak for those who can't speak for themselves this evening. And you see, the problem with all of the things that we see this evening is that when we begin to find these people of poor and weak character and we put them in positions of leadership, then things begin to happen. And then we begin to wonder what in the world and why are we in such condition. In the book of Hosea, the prophet, one of the minor prophets of the Old Testament. I want you to listen to what Hosea says in chapter 8 and verse number 4. Listen to what the Lord says. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols that may be cut off. He's talking here about Israel. He's talking here about the time that Israel began to go away from God's law and began to go, as he called it, a whoring after other gods. And they began to bring kings that knew not God. They began to promote promiscuity. They began to promote perversion. They began to bring it not only tonight to the nation, they began to bring it into the houses of worship. And the priests became corrupt tonight, and they became illicit tonight. They became immoral. And all you have to do is begin to read the Old Testament and see tonight what had taken place in the nation of Israel and see what's taking place in our world tonight. And God said they set up kings, but not me. They weren't my choice. It wasn't what I wanted. They made princes, and I knew it not. Their silver and their gold have made them idle that they may be cut off. I'm going to tell you this evening, God tonight needs to understand that sometimes when people tonight begin to set up things tonight, they begin to put people in position of power, and the wicked become tonight in power. And we look around and wonder why in the world tonight we're in such bad shape. We wonder tonight why God's not intervening. Well, let me read to you a verse of Scripture found over in the book of 1 Samuel at chapter number 8. And this may be some of the saddest words in all of the Word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 8, listen to what God says there. And boy, you better make sure you hear this one verse of Scripture if you don't hear anything else I've said this evening. 1 Samuel chapter 8, I think it's verse 18. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king which you have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. That's sad. Now Samuel's saying what the Lord said. Listen to what verse 19 says. Nevertheless, in spite of that, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. You know what they're saying today? You can say you need a godly man of character to be the leader. What difference does it make? This is the man we want. This is the person we're going to choose. We don't care what God's word says. And you know what God said? I want to give you what you want, but don't call me. That's what he said, wasn't it? He said, Samuel said, hey, you do this. The God said, you're going to call out because of this king, and I'll not hear you. My ear will be deaf to your request. I'll not hear you this evening. I guess sometimes I got to say something. I just got to say this evening. The reason that verse of Scripture came to me, I was reading it not long ago, and here the other night I saw a certain person on television, and when the music began to play, that verse popped in my mind. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to say it, if you have to fire me. You just have to fire me. But Bill Clinton is as pure of character as any man that's ever been in the White House of the United States of America. And when he walked on the stage and people began to applaud and clap, and the good time, let the good times roll, begin to play, and people begin to applaud him, that verse of Scripture came into my mind. We don't care what it is, just so we can put some money in our pocketbook, preacher. We're going to let this man be our ruler. We don't care what kind of character he's got. We don't care tonight about anything. Just let us have what we want. Well, God says, that's okay. But don't call on me. I'll not hear you. We better be careful tonight, what I'm telling you about. You see, in the book of Ezekiel, and I'm going to be through in just a minute. The book of Ezekiel says something tonight as we should be take heart to. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 49 and 50. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. My grandma said an idle mind was a devil's workshop. Abundance of idleness. One of the things that always strikes me and sometimes even convicts me, to be fair with you, is that when I listen to missionaries and I listen to people that go to foreign places to share the gospel, and they begin to talk about the poverty of those nations, and they talk about, I think it was Kevin that said it costs $12 a year to send a child to school in Zimbabwe. And many people couldn't send their kids to school because they didn't have $12 a year. And I wonder how many people in America spend 10 times that on a ticket to see a football game, a concert, a wrestling match. Abundance of idleness. Now, I can say I get convicted about some of this stuff. How many pay more to watch a TV than we can send a kid to school for a year in Zimbabwe or some other foreign country? Abundance of idleness tonight. Isn't it amazing how much idleness we have? Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Have you ever noticed that every solution to our economic woes has to do with doing something for the old and elderly and the poor and needy? And they were haughty and committed abomination before thee, therefore I took them away as I saw good. You see, God says, you can have what you want, but I'm still in charge. And judgments are coming. Tonight I can't, and we'll never attempt to tell you who or to vote for. But I can tell you the things you should look for in a candidate for any office tonight. The Bible tells you, not me. It's just simply what God says in His Word tonight. And one of the reasons we need to be very careful tonight is because God's judgment will fall. And this evening, as we enter this time of the year, let's try to remember what God teaches us in His Word. And the last thing I want to say to you this evening is that one thing we should always be aware of, God said we should pray for those in authority. Somebody says, why pray? Well, I'm going to be like the little boy that asked his daddy when they went to Washington, D.C., and Peter Marshall came walking in, and he was the chaplain of the Senate. And he asked his little daddy asked him, said, who is that? And he said, that's Peter Marshall. And he said, who is he? He said, he's the chaplain of the Senate. And he said, what does he do? He said, he looks out over the Senate and prays for the country. And we don't know what prayer might do. My encouragement to you tonight is pray for tonight those in authority that God would work. You see, I can't change their minds or their hearts, but I want to tell you tonight, God can. That's what we need to do tonight. And all I want to do tonight is tell you this much. When Moses lined the people up and he said, who's on the Lord's side, come over here. We need to stand up tonight and get on the Lord's side. I just want to be on the Lord's side. Amen tonight. That's all I want to do. I thought when we sang that song a moment ago when it said, when the Lord welcome us home and say, well done. I hope that's what He can say to me tonight. I want you to understand tonight, we need to be on the Lord's side tonight. Amen. All right, let's stand together for prayer. Brother Bruce, you and Barbara come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we're together. We ask you to take this spirit.